Hair. Everyone has it, except for bald people. But we won't go into that.
If you haven't noticed, not everyone has the same hair. The reason for this is genetics.
When we say hair, specifically, we mean hair texture. For example, how curly, wavy, or straight hair is.
Studies suggest that genes affect hair texture. This also has to do with different ethnic backgrounds.
Specifically, also has to do with polymorphism. These relate to the thickness or texture in hair genes or different people, and specifically their ethnic backgrounds.
Hair is made up of a protein called keratin. This protein is made up of amino acids. Depending on how the amino acids bond, will determine if the strands will bend, which cause curls.
Keratin is dependent on genes too. For example, some people tend to inherit balding from their parents and therefore lose their hair.
Speaking of monolithics, genes which cause people to go bald are also something you can receive through genes.
When it comes to the hair type genes, there are two versions, curly and straight. Hair type is due to incomplete dominance.
Curly hair is represented by C, and straight hair is represented by S.
Because the curly hair gene is more dominant, it would be impossible for a curly hair and straight hair couple to have a child with straight hair.
Don't your parents have straight and curly hair?
Yeah, and my hair is wavy.
Well, how do you think that happened?
Well, all of our genes are made up of DNA and have instructions for a specific trait. These traits are inherited from your parents. Most of them work to determine your phenotype characteristics.
That's true. And while your parents may have given you those traits, they could have also passed along different versions of the same gene.
If they give you the same gene, then the trait is homozygous. And if the gene is different, the trait is called heterozygous.
Hair textures are determined by multiple genes and alleles from around the world. For example, the alleles for curly hair are not the same in Africa and in Europe. These specific genes can also contribute to texture and thickness.
Because your parents provide one allele per gene, the interaction of these alleles and not one specific gene is what determines your specific hair type.
Well, did you know that certain medications and medical conditions can also affect your hair type?
Yeah. Some of these conditions include keratoderma, autosomal recessive hypotrichosis, and hyperkeratotic follicular papules.
Well, most of those affect the amount of hair you have and not the texture of your hair.
Yeah, I've never really contemplated on my hair and its texture. Anyway,
that's all today.
Thank you for listening.